Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, that's us. We've been doing this since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, Season 3 recap of Episodes 2, which is Rump Shaker, and Episode 3, Baby One More Time. You know, be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. This is that's a mouthful.
That's what she said. This is exactly what it would look like if you were reading a teleprompter. 90 Day Fiance. Well, you know, like you said, we're doing two episodes this week because obviously last week Brother Man was out working on his tan, so I wasn't available. So here we are doing episodes 2 and 3 this week, and then we'll be back on our regular schedule again starting next week. So before we get into these two episodes, just real quick, how you feeling about the show? You're 3 episodes in, and for those of you who, and if you're new to the show, because some of you know this, and some of you just may need a reminder as to the big thing with Terrell. Terrell's not a really big fan of reality TV, okay? Way back in the day, he made a deal with the devil, said he'd never do reality TV or watch reality TV until there was a Black Bachelor. Pandemic hit, ABC says, let's give the black guy a shot. And lo and behold, we had our first Black Bachelor, so he was stuck watching it. Me being the good friend that I am, I watched it with him. And then him being the good friend that he is. Thank you. He decided he'd watch one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight. Season 13 is where we started, and he's been hooked ever since. Still fighting it, acting as if he doesn't like it, but here we are in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. Welcome again.
this is going to be a very painful season, because it's like these are like characters. Like, I don't even believe... Right. That there's real romance and love in this story. This is just like, I can't put my finger on it. The more I'm meeting these people and I'm like listening to their story, I'm like, you got to be shitting me. Like, this is real. So it's going to be fun to make fun of. I can tell you that. But man, do they have some characters on this.
I can tell you from the behind the scenes doing radio, and you know, I could write for one of these shows, actually, to be quite honest. I really could. JD says, hi, guys. I was the first to like tonight. Thank you, JD. And everybody, please, as you come in, make sure you hit that like button. As my prize, I want Terrell drinking brown liquor all through the recap tonight.
You know, JD, I would love to, but I still have work I have to do after we get done with this. And so I want to, believe me, after sitting through this episode, I really want to drink, but I still got to work.
Don't we all? Cheers. That's why you drink. That's why you switch up to white. Brown makes you get down. White makes it all right. Okay. No, I just made that up. And Sophia just wants to jump and says, hello. Too funny. You should watch You, Me, and My Ex. That show is crazy. Don't review it, though.
Yes, I don't think my brain could take another reality show where I'm watching.
No, this is just for you to watch just for enjoyment. That's what she's saying.
But it's going to be a while. Like, I'm going to need a little bit of ginger, like a palate cleanser, before I can take on something else.
Well, before you cleanse your palate, let's jump into this episode. Well, these two episodes, this dual episode that we're doing here of 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise. Let's start with... Carlentine, Carlos and Valentine down in Barranquilla, Colombia. Valentine finally heading to Colombia because first episode we saw him just sitting at the crib and, you know, talking about here's what the issues are. Here's where we stand. How are you feeling about them meeting in the airport?
I like the shirts. I mean, I thought that was cute. You know, that's cool. The Carlentine thing. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like they have a whole lot more to talk about than what I learned in episode 1. I thought, okay, that's one thing. Y'all had a big fight, you broke up, called the wedding off, now you're back. And then now the conversation they had in the car, I'm like, wow, that's y'all have a lot to discuss.
Here's what you missed from last season, right? When we were introduced to them the first time, we find out as they meet for the first time, they're both tops. And you're like, well, how's this going to work? Because nobody wants to get on the bottom. And like, as you find out from this conversation they're having. So I was like, the whole time I'm watching that scene, I'm like, I wonder what Terrell's thinking right now.
I mean, it's, as a straight male, it's just something I don't think about. It's not a conversation I've ever had. And so
hey, baby,
as they're saying it, as they're saying it, I was just like, I guess that would be a conversation. And then it was like how they were talking about it, because they both have trust issues. They think the other one's not going to do it.
That's my point. Like,
you know, that's what made me laugh. I'm like,
you know, it's funny because you and I found the exact same thing. It's like, you know, the conversation, again, not a conversation you normally have as a straight man, right? So you're hearing this conversation and it sounds weird, but then you hear the relatability in it, because all of a sudden they don't trust each other. Like, I'm afraid if I try it, then he's not going to do it. I'm like, yo, and y'all are supposed to get the breaking up over the ex-girlfriend thing isn't even that bad. Y'all really just don't trust each other. Are you serious?
Well, and I would have thought they already had sex by now. And mm-hmm. apparently they haven't, mm-hmm. At least not in this sense. You know, I'm sure they've done things, but they haven't actually. And so it was just funny the way they were. We can start like with the finger and see what that does. Or I bought some toys, like to ease yeah, their way it. Into it.
No, you.
Well,
take
I
it.
Mean,
here you take it.
I mean, it's a very interesting conversation that I just wasn't prepared for. Then as I'm listening to it, I'm like, how do y'all figure this out? Like. And then how do you work on the trust? Like, once one person does it, what if the other person doesn't want to?
You know?
Well, you can't go prison rules and just make it happen. You're going to have to, y'all going to have to really, like, work out a chart. Like, on Thursday is your day.
Safe for pineapples.
Yeah. So, Sunday, we both get a pass. Like, I don't know, like, how you work that out.
You know, so it's like I really wanted to see your reaction to this, just because it's just like I haven't watched season two. I kind of knew what was well, I didn't know this was still coming. I thought they'd already taken care of that, right? Because the first thing when I'm first introduced to this couple back in season two, I'm like, wait a minute, how is this going to work? If you're both tops, how is this going to work?
Like, wouldn't you have that conversation before you got to this point? Like, I figure that's right. Something you would settle way before you got to the I want to marry you deal. And then the fact that you both don't trust each other are gonna do it. It totally caught me off guard.
But I'm not laying down for you.
I was expecting the Michelle conversation to come up.
Right.
So I'm just sitting there waiting. And then as soon as they start having that conversation, I literally did a slow-mo like. And it was just... And then it hit me. I'm like, y'all not worked this out by now? I don't know. It was just, it blew my mind that they've not figured this part out. And I wonder how you get over that on top of the tumultuous relationship that they have and the trust issues they have. Right. This is just a mess. Like, this whole thing is like a disaster.
No channel has a solution. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. You could.
And whoever loses the first one, go, all right, best of three. Best of five. Right, you know, let's do best of 15.
Well, maybe, like, you know, you've been in a relationship and you give a little coupon book to your partner. Maybe, like, they have coupon books. So today you get a bottom coupon. I'm going to use my bottom coupon card. And then the other person, you know, they got to do it. Or it's like Uno, they can like hit him with a double reverse. Nope, you're good.
Oh my God. Hey, Vicky says Valentine and Carlos are doomed from the get-go. And you know what? After this combo, it really does seem that way. As we move on to the next couple, our next doom couple. Let's be honest. None of these couples look like they're going to make it, man. But Jessica and Juan, right?
Ugh.
The only thing I can think, when we first see them, you know, and again, we're covering two episodes here, okay? We're covering episode two and episode three. And when we first see them, poor Juan has no idea what he's in for as they're in the car. Now, we got a sneak peek at this in episode one. But to see it now, he still has no idea what he's in for as he's riding on the way for their week stay at Casablanca.
Yeah.
Which was dope, by the way.
The house was great, and I thought he picked a really good spot. I think there's a lot for the boys to be able to do, so I think he took all that
into consideration. Do you think he picked the house because they're white?
I think he just picked the house because he thought it was a nice house in Colombia. Don't think it was like, this is a good place for white people. I don't think that's
white,
what he
it's
did.
It's a white house, so why not?
I don't think that's what he did. I just think he picked a spot that had a lot of activities.
My bad.
I think he was like, this is very spacious because the kids can go out and play while the adults can play. They have her friend to kind of distract the kids so they can get a little bit of solo time. But
that didn't work.
Yeah, you know, and to live with them for a week, that's a huge.
Where are you?
That's a huge step.
It is. You know what? You got to give him props for that. Say, okay, well, let me see how it works, right? Here's the thing I have, and what's happening is what we kind of saw. I kind of foresaw this happening, right? You can see it happening. But before we get to that part, and which just happened the next day when they're doing breakfast, we come to find out, as the kids are outside, you know, kicking the ball around, and they're trying, he's trying to get a little nookie, we find out a little secret that's been going on. Jessica's 2 months pregnant.
I was wondering where they were going with that. So I'm like, why is the camera still on? Like, no, that was after they started making out. Because I just thought the camera was on them a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. But when I heard that she was 2 months pregnant, I'm like, so this isn't for the kids to find out. This is, hey, kids, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really have a choice.
Exactly.
This is going to be your new dad. And BTW, you're going to have a little brother or sister.
Right.
That just, it blows my mind that it decision making. I've talked about it before and people gave me shit in the comments. But I'm just like, this makes
one person
no sense. This makes no sense that you already have two and you're going to bring. It just makes no sense to me.
Okay. But. Now, she was, I want to say, was she married before? Just in a relationship with the dad of the two boys before, right? So it's not like she was out there just, you know, all willy-nilly, you know, slinging that thing around and popping out kids. So she had two kids. They have the same daddy, unless it's two different men that look exactly the same.
I think they have the same dad.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Now, here it is. She's got a man that she wants to marry, and so here she's in this space. I feel you. The decisions, that's the decision, right? But does it give you a cause for concern when one is like, well, I didn't see my life going like this at 29. And, you know, he's 29. She's 29. She's about to have her third kid. Now, guaranteed, he's going to have three by default, too. But does it give you any cause of concern there?
It does, because he's having to learn about patience. You know, he has these two boys that he's been around them, but I agree. I mean, kids are, you never know what you're going to get, especially with kids that age. And you're having to adjust to that. And then also being a new dad to a new baby. And I don't know how much he's making slinging cocktails, but he might have to slip a little cocaine in some of those drinks.
He might have been slinging a little more the first part of that.
Give me an old fashioned and a side of an eight ball. That'll be $500. He's got to make some more money.
Okay, but think about this. He's on the boat. He's eating for free. He's getting tips. He's making money. He's not spending a whole lot of money. That's why. Because think about what she said when they got to Casablanca. She's like, it's a really nice place. I know it because he makes good money on the cruise ship. Because he's not spending a lot of money. You got to think about that part.
Well, he makes good money for a single man on the cruise ship.
True.
I don't know about three kids.
That's true.
You know, and he's going to be, the plan is for him to move to BFE, Wyoming.
That's, which is literally how they described it. And look, the Torrington Tourist Board is never going to ask Jessica or her friend to help anybody. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he's going to move over to Wyoming, I hope he has a good plan because you got to take care of in a small town, probably limited amount of jobs. So unless he's going to start working in the cattle business, I don't know. That's cost of living is going to be low there, but yeah.
Okay, and to his credit, he speaks English, so he's not gonna have that English barrier that some of these other people can, right?
Right.
Now, and Sophia has a great point here. She can travel every other month, so she may be the breadwinner. I mean, she obviously the other baby, the son's father is taking care of them as well too. So she does have it's not all on her with finances, right? But I don't think it's just the fact that they described, you know, the cow poop, how the place stink and it's so, and like I said, you know, I've been living in paradise my whole life, and where they're telling me to go is hell, and by hell I mean the devil's spawn is right there and his name is Dawson. Like, Jesus Christ, what is this little kid, what is this little kid's problem? I'd have had to watch his mama looking the other way. Hey.
Well, and I think Juan is seeing a cultural difference.
Very.
Right? When you date outside your race, there's some cultural differences of how some people raise their kids.
Facts.
And how others don't. Because when he's, I don't want eggs, he's like, yeah, you're getting eggs. This is what we're eating. Like, when I was little, I couldn't just, mom, no, that's not what I want.
Right.
Like, my mom was like, you got to eat this or you don't eat. And she did that to me once. Left that stuff put in the refrigerator. The next day, I'm hungry. Boop. Out of the microwave came that same plate I wouldn't eat the day before.
I used to have to sit at the table for hours, because you know me and veggies, we don't get along. I sat at the table for hours with those vegetables on my plate, because I'm stubborn as hell, as you know.
Yeah, I do know. it's going to be your downfall, but that's neither here nor there. So what I didn't understand, I'm assuming this is all for the show. Mm-hmm. If I was in Juan's shoes, I'd have been like, okay, what do your kids like to eat so I can stock up groceries for what do they like? And so at least I can have enough stuff for them. If the kid don't want eggs, okay, you have cereal. And then when he goes to make the cereal, why didn't Jessica say, hey, by the way,
exactly,
he doesn't like milk in his cereal. He likes it dry. Just let him do it.
And you, like, know what I'd have brought up with that second bowl of cereal? A bill. Here is what it costs for that first bowl and the milk. Because you owe me for this. Because you could have told me before I got my ass up. Matter of fact, you could have got your ass up and made him. I got it for him. I haven't had my eggs yet. My eggs are cold, but I'm going to go get this for him. You could have told me he doesn't do milk. Why would you let me bring it back? And then let me bring back a whole full bowl where there's a little Dawson. he eats one third of the bowl, maybe one quarter. I'm full. I don't want to eat anymore.
I mean, he's a little boy. You know, just came off this long trip, so probably cranky, needs a nap, and an ass whooping. But
you know, if the ass whooping precedes the nap, it'll definitely.
Yeah, that's what I should have did that in different order. He needs an ass whooping and a nap, and then you come back here and eat these eggs,
and the side of cereal that you asked for.
Yeah, and the side. If you finish your eggs, I'll give you some cereal. But you eat these eggs.
Look, you're right. He is noticing this cultural difference too, because he's like, you know, I feel like there are no rules in that house.
Yeah. And when he comes to Wyoming, he's got to understand that that's her house. Mm-hmm. Those are her rules.
You know, it's the thing that we did notice in this is that, because he said, look, for me growing up, if I said I didn't want something to eat, I'd have to duck the sandal. You know, I'm like... It's like we grew up in the same house.
Yeah. Whereas they do in the Dominican Republic, the chancla. Take that chancla off.
You know, whatever you can find, whatever's close by.
Yeah. And I just, for her and her friends just to sit there and just watch it all happen. I just feel like this was all production and BS, but still, I don't think I would be okay with, I couldn't do that.
JD says that youngest boy, aka Dawson, aka the devil's spawn, is gonna kick Juan's ass.
Yes, he is. He's just being a child, but probably a spoiled child. Yes.
He's a baby boy. Out of the two, that's the baby. So you know he gets away with murder for his mom. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I don't think that's how Juan grew up. So this will be interesting.
You know, when you speak of the characters, right, it really, you're really speaking about this next couple, Scott and Lydia. Ugh. I know, man. Scott, who looks like his bulldog. I don't think the dog started to look like him. I think he started to look like the dog. But, you know, we get to them and realize that Scott hopes Lydia can keep up with him because he's got a high sex drive. As he's talking to his mom, and his mom's like, well, you know, you're like your dad. You know, you got a high sex drive. Not the conversation. Yeah. Mom, stop it. Yeah. This is not the conversation we need to have.
I was going to say a word. Mom, I need you to put a pin in that. We're not going to talk about it.
That's what your daddy used to do.
Yeah. I don't need to know about daddy's stroke. I don't need to know anything about that. Let's just keep that between y'all. And she even said up till he, you know, pretty much up to his death, he was chasing me around. And I'm just like, I don't need to know all that. And
actually,
he died. He doesn't know how old Lydia is. And so she, to me, looks every part of 56. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe because it's been since 2009 that she has all that, those backed up miles that she needs to use, maybe she will be able to keep up. Who knows? I don't know.
Hey,
but he has to be concerned. But a mom knows her son, and her mom was just like, "You need someone younger." Mm-hmm. And you got to understand, when women get older, sometimes sex is not that important. So I think that's going to be an eye-opening experience for Scott.
Listen to what Lydia said. Lydia was like, "Look, as a Latina, you know, it's, you know, she goes in. We get excited. We get, you know, very easily." I'm like, okay. So she sounds down and ready, right?
Yeah, until she meets him.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, it's all great to say over the phone and through video chat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Te quiero mucho. Da, da, da. You can say that all you want.
Yeah.
But now you're in person.
No.
And now, yeah. Yeah. When all of a sudden the plane lands and a Scott gets out.
Then that universal, one word that translated every language. No.
No. No. No. Yeah. I'm going to call him a Scott. Just because I think it's funny. A Scott.
So before he lands, though, Lydia's daughter, Nicole, takes her. She knows her mom is nervous, you know, about Scott coming in. So what does she do to ease her stress? She gets her a little tipsy with some drinks and takes her out with some of her friends and her mom's stylist, who, of course, it's TV. He's got to be a gay stylist, right? Of course he is. Who's the most sexual out of everybody in that entire setting? And they have probably, again, I don't know what it is about this show and parents, the most inappropriate conversation.
You know, I was annoyed by the... just the whole like giddiness, and I get it. You know, you're trying to make this fun and want to make it like a bachelorette party, but I'm glad that guys, when we do bachelor parties, we don't talk like that or make those high pitch squeals. But I thought it was weird to break out all these toys in front of your mom, and not only that, the cucumber so she could practice. I was like, are you kidding me?
And different sizes just in case.
Just in case, so she can build up to whatever he's working with. I'm just like, that is not mom appropriate conversation. That's nothing I would want to be a part of.
Yeah, well, if he's this size,
I thought that was weird.
Mama will have to go to the hospital. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I it's great. Her and her mom have that kind of relationship and they're close, but that's just weird to me.
He's Scott Lance, and lots of laughing, no kissing. One thing I noticed immediately. But my question for you is, does Scott get extra points for learning, you know, un poquito of Spanish?
No, because that's what I was irritated with Scott. So y'all been video chatting for a year and a half. And during that time, you've not taken some Spanish classes. There's apps that you can work on to where his Spanish could be so much better than what it is now.
For a year, yes, you're right.
For a whole year? Mm-hmm. If you really want to get to know this person, you're depending on your app. And then obviously he doesn't understand technology and Wi-Fi. When you go to another country, you got to do some things to make sure everything works. So
it's the first time, man. It's the first time.
I'm just like, this is, but also on Lydia's side, a year and a half and you couldn't learn some English?
Mm-hmm.
Like both of them, if you want to make this work, try learning each other's language. Maybe that would help.
Yeah. Okay. To your point, Lydia has been here for a while. Like Andrew says right here, right? He says, Lydia is just there for a check. After destroying her son's marriage and ultimately the show with his wife, she's looking for another meal ticket. Daughter's fame hungry too. Yeah, and it's something about this whole... How about this whole family? Like Sophia says, she could have been learning English with Nicole and Dina right there along. Lydia's had years to learn English because, Terrell, you are new to Lydia. Everybody else here who's been in this 90-day fiancé universe, and I know you took one step into it, but they weren't there. They already started the spinoff shows and whatnot. She's been around because Pedro is her son, and he was on 90-day fiancé, and they've had lots and lots and lots of seasons and episodes of different shows for them to do with the family, Chantal, and all this other stuff, right? So, yeah, you're right. I, for them trying to make it work, again, this when you speak of characters, this is who I think of first, because this sounds like it was just made. Well, look, we know people know Lydia. Let's find a way. I don't know who has, you know, what pictures they have of anybody in production or the producers to make sure that they're on every show and keep going, but they love this family so much.
Well, they did, and apparently when they found Scott, they're like, hey, we think you'd be great for TV. Yes. And we want to help you be famous, but we need you to do us a favor.
Yes.
there's Lydia. Hear me out. Hear me out. I need you to go through this. I know y'all aren't gonna get married, but just trust us on this. This is gonna make you look amazing. So it's just a big scam. That's why I'm looking at this one. This is so dumb. And you both can't talk to each other. And then you're at the restaurant.
Wait, well, before they get to the restaurant, did they question? What do you think about, you think Scott is wrong for questioning the two rooms?
Yes. Yeah. Why? 'Cause I'm like, if y'all been talking for a year and a half, you can't share a room.
So you don't think he was wrong for questioning that?
No, because I'm like, why wouldn't you, like, if I fly all the way to the DR mm-hmm. to be with you, wouldn't we share the same room? Whether you want to sleep with me or not, like, wouldn't it make sense that we would be in the same room?
Right. So, I mean, yeah, not saying, so what you're saying, I want to make sure I get this right. So what you're saying is not that we walk in a room, we got to drop our drawers and get it on, but you just say, we got to at least be in the same room. Do you snore in your sleep? Because you may snore in Spanish for all I know. You know, it may sound a little different. The R's may roll in your snoring.
How do you snore in Spanish? Just rolling your R's? Oh, my goodness. I can't even think of how do you snore in Spanish.
Oh, sorry.
Ay. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to hell. We're going to hell for that one.
Yep. But you'll be taking the lead.
I'm driving.
Oh, my God. Look, they get, like you said, they get to the bar, right? And it's like no channel says, luckily, they... production put a translator in the bar because, of course, they still can't talk.
Well, and she mentioned this in the car, but also at the restaurant. He's trying to talk. She can't understand anything he's saying. So she's just looking at him just like, smiling. But because it's probably that uncomfortable silence, mm-hmm. he just keeps speaking English to someone who can't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. Mm. Stop speaking English. At this point, he should have just went, you know, charades. Figured it out that way.
You know, what's funny is when English speakers trying to talk to somebody else who doesn't understand English, break it down to the worst form of English possible. Me, fish, boat, big.
Big fish. Do you, Jim? A lot?
I speak English and I don't understand that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you talk to them like they're idiots. It's like, she's not dumb or not smart. Well, I don't know about all that yet, but still, you can figure out a way to talk to her like she has some sense. So, and this whole translator, and I agree, I think production put a translator there because you just can't go to some other country and be like, hey, excuse me, you speak English? let me buy you a drink. He said, here, do me a favor. Tell her this. And then every joke that he's trying to make.
Yes. Why did he even try to make those jokes? Why?
I don't know. You ask her if she'll give me, you know, conjugal visits when I'm in jail. Like, dude, what are you talking about? Because some things in English just don't translate to be funny in Spanish and vice versa in every language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, that, of course, kind of soured the whole night. And they get back to the hotel. She acts like she doesn't even want to give him a hug. but he got a kiss, though.
No, he took a kiss. He didn't. There's a difference. If she just stands there and you just put your head in her face, you stole a kiss. She didn't give you a kiss. She barely wanted to hug him. I mean, she was looking at him like he just told her he had COVID. And she's just like,
Yeah. Look, CD on White says she was ready till his jokes fell flat. Do you feel like she was fine until, because he was holding his own on the dance floor for a minute.
I agree. I think he, you know, since his jokes fell flat, she lost it. She just kind of was like, I was going to give him a hug and kiss maybe back at the hotel. But after all this, yeah, hard pass.
Sophia makes a point. Says the room is on the other side of the hotel, too. She's not. You notice he was going to the elevator, right? Because what room for? Wait a minute. Why are we in separate rooms? Not only separate rooms, separate floors. You're not going to sneak over to my room by any chance.
You keeping a distance, put a lot of space between us.
And but then, so even though she put that distance and that space, even when the translator came, one of the first questions she asked was the last time you had sex. Was the last, you know? So she was to a point to the city on White's point. She was ready until he got silly with those stupid jokes. Like he ran out of things to say. And fellas, when you run out of things to say, shut up.
We've all been there. We've all talked ourselves out.
Yeah.
If we had just shut up, we might have had a good night. But because we kept talking,
yeah,
lost it.
Damn it, man. Thank God I ain't got to worry about that no more. Next couple here. We finally meet these two. Jordan and on your neck of the woods in the great great country of Texas. And the great state of Dallas. And Everton, who is from Jamaica but lives in Grand Cayman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jordan, she makes those custom fetish videos. She was really an eyelash person until COVID hit and said, you know, let me do something else. And then Everton is the boat captain. They've been on and off for like 12 years. What mm-hmm. does this tell you when you hear that first? As a description of these two, what do you think?
On and off for 12 years says a whole lot.
Right.
To me. And Everton, you remember getting those emails from that, you know, prince in Africa somewhere that needs, that's, I get that vibe from Everton. Like, we finally got a chance to see. Scammer. He's a total scammer. So on and off for 12 years, they've been together for 3. Mm-hmm. But if you've been together that long, why is Jordan keeping all these secrets mm-hmm. from Everton this whole time?
Well, so here's the thing. I question that too, because did she really keep those secrets from him? Because think about it. The pandemic hit, tourism stopped. So him as a boat captain, that stopped. He's in Grand Cayman, which is really not a cheap place anyway. And she took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's taking care of him, making sure he stays afloat. Is he really going to question where the money's coming from? And does he really think it's still eyelashes? Because it was illegal. Which, of course, he doesn't know that because he's not in the States to know that part.
Yeah, so that's why I say that he's a scammer.
Okay.
The more... So when Jordan comes on, I'm like, okay, let's hear her story. I'm like, oh, she's a nudist. Okay.
Oh, you sat up straight then, didn't you, on your phone...
I was just like, hey, Jordan. But I was just like, okay, she's a nudist. I got it. And like a nudist to an extreme. Because if I had a kid and they want to do dishes in, you know, naked, I bet you better go in the room. Go take a nap. Get you some sense. Come back in this kitchen. But So the whole nudist thing, I'm like, okay, well, that's a bit of a shocker. And then she's into the doing these fetish videos. I'm like, okay, well, what is she doing? And I'm like, okay, you're sitting on cakes, you're popping balloons. And I get it. You're showing armpits because apparently that's a thing that some people like, armpits.
And I'm she's an on-demand fetish person. Because there was not just one that she did. Sitting on the cakes was one thing. I'm like, oh, well, that's what she does. No, it's a bunch of different things.
Bunch of stuff that she does. And I'm like, do your thing. That's what OnlyFans is for. Make your money. I'm not knocking that at all. I couldn't date you. But I'm not knocking. But as I'm reading all that, I was thinking to myself, okay, I've never been to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Well, I have, but not like I was on a cruise. That doesn't really count. You don't get a chance to really
at all. Yeah.
But I'm just thinking to myself, do the men from the islands, are they okay with this? Would they be okay with their women doing that? Because a lot of the guys I know that are from the islands, not counting you, but guys I know that are from the islands tend to be a little possessive.
Possessive or more conservative?
Possessive.
Because she used conservative. She used conservative. Okay, I put it like this. Let's be honest. In this day and age, the Caribbean has been very Americanized. So let's just get that out there. Okay, so
okay.
He may be more understanding than she thinks. Or not.
Well, the money's coming in.
Yeah.
And he's able to take care of all the other people that he takes care of. So I, as I'm listening to her, I'm like, I got to meet this Everton guy. And so I'm looking at him and his story. Okay, he's a boat captain. She took care of him. I'm like, of course he's going to be happy. And then the fact that she was giving him money, I thought was crazy. When her friends show up, she opens the door. I'm like, are you kidding me? I get it. You're such a nudist
and you like to wash dishes and do everything nude, why are you cooking with an apron on?
Well, you don't want to get greased. You know, she's frying chicken.
Do you really think she's frying chicken?
I'm just saying.
Everton was not there.
Just saying. Maybe she was cooking and didn't want to get any grease to splatter.
Okay.
You know, on her. So I get that. But then she takes the level of crazy up a notch by saying that she took out an equity loan to buy this property in Grand Cayman and gave him power of attorney.
Yes.
Because he has a plan and he is going to. That sounds like something a pimp would do. Look, baby, here's the deal. I got a plan. I'm going to be the new king. Here's what I need from you. I need this much money every week. And he has, what, two boys from two different women. He takes care of his mom financially, he takes care of the boys' mothers. Takes care of the boys, and apparently takes care of anybody else, all with the money that Jordan's giving him. And her friends are looking at her like, bitch, are you crazy?
Look, like JD says, what the hell? She was dumb as bricks to give him power of attorney, though. She says, in her defense, and it's not me defending her, this is if I'm her public defender. So this is not going to be
advocate,
good.
Advocate Yanni.
In her defense, Your Honor, they're engaged. You know, and the fact they're like, wait a minute, so did he give you a ring? No, but you know, we know that we're getting married. We know we're engaged. We think of ourselves. What you say? We think of ourselves as engaged.
Yeah, she identifies as engaged. I think that's what it is. That's the new thing now. I identify as being engaged to this man. Mm-hmm. He's doing his own thing. But she gives him power of attorney. And she even says out loud that she has everything to lose. He has everything to gain. Mm-hmm. Why would you be in that relationship?
Yeah, indeed. It's... By the way, just want to point this out because JD says, Terrell, as a part Jamaican woman, hell no, West Indian men would not be okay with their women doing OnlyFans. However, they're freaking her. Their woman, no. It all depends on what they really see each other as. I mean, again, she's from what I see here, she is a person of opportunity at the moment. During the pandemic, she helped him out. She supported him.
And she's still helping him out.
Exactly.
She's still, so I think this is a money grab for her because to me, there's no way people can look at this and not say, girl, you're dumb. Mm-hmm. If all this is true and you did all this stuff and took a loan out for this business in the Grand Cayman, I just don't buy it whatsoever. And I think she's a little bit, you know, crazy. I can't wait to see more of whatever this voicemail was because she came off that plane.
Yes.
Crazy. Like, I would be scared if you just walk up. Hi.
Yeah. She came off that plane with no drawers and an attitude. What? Don't act like you didn't see her packing. She had one shirt, one pair of pants, another pair of shoes, and that was it.
Yeah, she is out there and giving and doing a lot for a man that doesn't have any money.
Okay, this is the thing I wanted to find out too. I was going to ask you this question. DJ asked it. What the hell was the phone call she received about?
That's what I want to know too.
Money. Or cheating?
I think it's one of the baby mamas.
Mm. Okay.
That's my thought. Because if he was just randomly cheating, yeah, and who knows? It could be that, but I think it's one of the baby mamas. Whatever it is, it's something that set her off.
Yeah.
To where she has crazy eyes. Like, dude, I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
Them eyes were extra blue with that much.
I'd be nervous. No hug. I haven't seen you, whatever. It's just... Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. No, you can tell he was nervous. When they were standing outside the airport, where it's nice and hot, instead of in the AC part, you know, they go stand them outside, and they always do this whenever somebody arrives. Stand outside. All right, tell us how you feel. I'm happy she's here. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Yeah.
So I'm sure he knows why she's mad.
Yeah.
So we just got to wait to find out next week, but this is just a hot mess. And I think that this is great for her for TV and get her social media followers up and more people to subscribe to her OnlyFans if that's her goal. But you can't tell me this is all love. No.
Okay. Just checking.
No. I'll leave you to send me the link.
After the live stream. So if we get to our last couple here that we met in episode 2 and episode 3, April, from, again, the state of Houston in the great country of Texas, and Valentine, not to be confused with Valentine, the young buck, you know, she got her, the cougar got her a nice little young buck out of the Dominican Republic. Apparently, that's where you go to get old folks and young folks too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, April is the doctor with a law degree, gym owner, luxury car dealership owner, and he's the personal trainer.
Hey, he works.
He does.
Don't knock him.
Pedro is from the Dominican Republic. All he did was play video games. So this guy's got a job. Look, this is an upgrade. She's got the upgrade, and she's an upgrade too. Because Chantal, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. Someone in the live chat, Chantal, I think, was a nurse or was she an RN? You know, this is a full fledged doctor here.
So 12-year age gap, right? Mm-hmm. And she's doing very well for herself, very well educated. So maybe she wants to play what the traditional man role is, where she's the provider and she has a partner who mainly focuses their attention on her. Because some guys who are really successful, mm-hmm. they want that. She put out that trophy wife.
Right.
Someone that's just going to be beautiful into whatever that they like. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's just flipping it and she wants that. And if that's the case, you do you. But so when I first heard that story and I'm thinking to myself, okay, great. Then you get a chance to meet Valentine. And I'm like, wait a minute. He knows speak of the goddamn English. Either. So y'all been talking this time. What is her Spanish? What is his English like?
How is he at a resort? A personal obviously he's not a personal trainer at the resort because you can't be and not speak any English. Right?
No. You can. Really? I think you can. You could be a personal trainer and not speak English. If I'm telling you to do this, jumping jacks. Maybe he's talking to them the way Americans talk to people who don't speak English. You. This. Yeah, yeah. Dos veces, I mean, twice, two. So I was just wondering, like, what got her to this place? Because I wonder what her previous dating relationships were like, because you have it all together. Mm-hmm. Who have you been talking to in your past that made you say, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice and build a business with this person and send him money, because he's asking for money, so another scammer. Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? Here's the thing about it. And she kind of, I think she gave us the clues to this, right? Because she says, I've dated doctors before. And, you know, women doctors are going to date other doctors first, right? But the men, they have their options. You're a male doctor, you got some options. It's like being, you know, being a rapper. You got options. Because people are looking for the lawyer, for the doctor, and all this. So, and that's what she said. They want a trophy wife, not somebody who's going to do this. And maybe that's, you know, she just didn't meet a lot of good guys. And this is one that she figured was a good guy for her, right? I do want to point out that some, thank you everybody for letting this be known, that Chantal was a nurse, or is a nurse. It's an ass fan. Says Pedro is a bum. he played video games. What you talking about? And I love this name, by the way, no channel. Dr. Disinfectant. We'll get to that in a minute. but before we get to how Dr. Disinfectant really gets through her stuff, besides disinfecting her man, it's pretty clear as she meets with her sisters. They do not play tennis on the regular and never have. They never have. And look, I'm gonna tell you something here. That's one of the first sports I played. They've never played. They've never played in their life.
Hey, you want to meet you where? Fine. Fine. I ain't gonna like it, but fine. We'll do this for you.
I thought at least she would have some. No, she couldn't hit the ball either. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Them are her stepsisters too, by the way.
So she's kept this whole relationship secret from her sisters, mm-hmm, for a long time. And that's why we feel, okay, if you're keeping something secret, then you know. Mm-hmm. This is wrong or doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, hey, I'm, you know, dating a white man and you know, I'm black and y'all aren't going to like that. You know, this isn't guess who's coming to dinner. This is, I'm dating somebody in the Dominican Republic. This is why I've been going back and forth. And he doesn't speak English. And I give him money. And they're like, I mean, the questions they had, I thought were spot on. And then when she said, well, look, he really appreciates me. And although I'm like, yeah, of course he appreciates you. You send him money.
Oh, like DJ said, he hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Everybody likes the lottery when they win.
Yeah, of course he appreciates you. You're sending him money. You know, even if it'd be one thing if she was like, you know what? I'm going to send you some money because I want to help you out. He's asking for money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, look, if you... You've talked about the power dynamic in relationships before, right? And there's some women who like to have that power dynamic, right? They like to be in charge and say, I'm taking care of this, right? And maybe that's one of her things. You know, and okay. She wants him to move because she likes her life in Houston. Come to Houston, right? Now apparently he's gonna have to learn how to speak English at some point in time. He should have.
But not in Houston. He could live in Houston and only speak Spanish.
Well, that's true. I forgot.
This is not Wyoming.
In the country of Texas, it's the two languages, yeah, in the country of Texas. Well, actually three. English, Spanish, and get the hell out of here. Because you still got those folks there. But at the same time, then maybe he runs her, he can run her gym. He's a personal trainer. She owns a number of fitness... This could work, folks. This could actually work.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. not seen it. And we don't know, does he want kids? Because she's 38. Mm-hmm. So she's getting to that. But now, she could totally have kids at 38 and be fine if she wanted to have them. And she's successful, has enough, you know, money that she could probably take care of someone. But as we've seen these 90-day fiancés, he just can't hop on a plane, come to Houston, and start working legally. So there's that. So she could pay him under
the
table.
Free exercises, you know, free tutorials in the gym, you know, because like Dina says here in Houston, Texas, it's muy español.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could be fine here, but the communication gap between the two of you, how are you going to have these deep conversations about goals and finances, and you're really depending on a translation app or Google Translate? He'll be able to do that. I wouldn't have the patience to just sit there just, I would be bored. I'm like, if you can't talk to me, we can't do this.
Look, all them degrees she had, one of them should have been in Spanish if this is what she wanted.
And y'all been talking the year. She's super smart.
Yes.
And maybe she knows Spanish. And maybe we just haven't got to that part.
So that's no, because she said she doesn't. I mean, she said they use the translator apps. Here's the difference between her and Chantal, right? So Chantal, what she did, which is not even her real name anyway, but that was her name for TV. But she spoke Spanish. So when she had a man who his English was probably as good as a Scots Spanish in the very beginning, at least she could communicate. And when she needed, she could communicate with an entire family. There's a big difference. At least there's that. This, I don't understand these couples that don't speak the language of the other person at all. And not trying to. Are you kidding me? You know the conversation you could have in front of everybody else if y'all speak a different language together?
I don't know. I don't know how they pull it off. And what are they video chatting about? I just don't see how. I couldn't do it. I don't have the patience for it. But whatever happened in her previous relationships got her to this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, like, who hurt you? Like, what happened? A lot of good, successful people of all races in Houston. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people in Houston that don't speak English.
So she could have
gotten them in Houston. So there are some... I'm sure there's some Hispanic, Latino fitness trainers in Houston that don't
speak. If she didn't want anybody in Houston, she could have gone to San Antonio. You know, San Antonio is...
go down a couple hours away. You know, so I just don't understand. Why do you make this hard on yourself? And then when she flies there, that whole, her whole routine on the plane, that would just drive me crazy.
Well... I know what drove you crazy first. I know you talk about the routine on the plane, but when she went from one suitcase to three.
Why would that drive me crazy?
You don't like to overpack.
Oh, I am smart about how I pack, but I always go prepared. And she's going to another country for a couple of weeks. It makes sense that you'd have that much. She's not like the nudist that just needs one bag.
Yeah, well, she needs a bag of disinfectants, as we saw. She used a whole container of wipes on her first class seat.
You can wipe all those airplane seats you want to. You're not going to get all those germs off. Just embrace yourself. And if you're going to the Dominican Republic, and you're going to go see his family that doesn't live in the nice part of the Dominican Republic. So how are you going to handle that?
As a matter of fact, JD says, just wait until she sees us home from the taxi, because Dr. Germaphobe sure as hell is not getting out.
Mm-mm. You see that we're going to hear? For real?
Yeah, no. This is going to be an interesting one. I like how his family's like, well, she shouldn't be worried about where you're from if she loves you for who you are. It's going to be interesting to see this. And you can see why. If this was Married at First Sight, you could see why they matched them. Because you want to see somebody getting past the things that they look, because she's a big germaphobe, but yet at the same time, here's this, right? So it'll be interesting to see how this goes, man. I think it's going to be here we are, three episodes in. We just got done with episodes 2 and 3. Looking forward to the rest of the season. How are you feeling about it?
This is just going to be a hot mess. That's all this is. It's just a hot mess of just characters and actors. Mm-hmm. No one, I like when they're really looking for love. You're going to try to fool me on a reality show, at least. show me that there's the love part. Next thing we got to do is now we got to go internet stalk April to see if she's in any sororities. So let's see if we can make fun of that.
Which, if you had to guess, no, let's not do that.
No, I wouldn't.
We're both going to guess the same one, but I'm going to leave it alone.
I'd probably say AO Pie or something like that. She probably, I don't think she joined a black sorority.
Her sister did.
Because her sister's going to be like, hey, boo, can we talk to you?
Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, episode 131 drops tomorrow night. That's going to be there tomorrow night on right here on YouTube. And then Wednesday, we're back, Married at First Sight recap. So, and we're working on something on some of those past seasons. So we'll talk about that as well, too. All right? Another long season to go, brother.
This is going to be a pain in the ass. What if I can start booking some work travel on Mondays and be like, oh, Yanni, I gotta go to Phoenix again. My bad.
Well, then Tuesday we'll do it.
Yeah, put a pin in that.
If you're still hanging out here, we appreciate you. Make sure you hit the like button for us. And if you're watching this on the replay, hey, make sure you drop a comment in there too, man. We want to hear from you as well. And if you're on the app, appreciate you. Make sure you're listening on a podcast platform. Make sure you drop a review. We appreciate it. Rate and review. And please, guys, we really appreciate you. So thank you for coming along this journey with us. And thank you for forcing Terrell to do it because he actually really loves it. He's just pretending like he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not at all. No, this is crap. This is crap.
Hey,
this is almost worse than the other one that I won't name anymore.
Yeah, be careful because people are already begging for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.